T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Sideline reporter for WBBM News Radio 780.
Of course, if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Bears Hit.
We need Mark Grody.
With Mark Grody.
Excuse me. Couldn't get to the cough button there in time.
Didn't notice.
Illinois State's finest alum, Mark Grody, joins Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
Yeah, ordinarily we do this with Groats as he's previewing the game that's coming up. So, yes, we do expect to talk to you tomorrow on the show, Mark Grody, to preview Bears versus Lions. He joins me on the Circa Casino and Resort Hotline. Make your way out to Las Vegas because Circa has got the best damn sports book around. You will enjoy yourself. You will be poolside. You may even be in the pool making bets, watching all the large TVs that they got there in downtown Vegas. Okay, Groats, I am going to lay out here. I'm going to allow you, being in the room, covering this team, to tell the story to the Bears fan listener. What's going on?
Well, first of all, Lawrence, I can definitely tell you there hasn't been one question about the Detroit Lions today. But for people who don't know, just tuning in right now, there was a report this morning that Matt Nagy would be allowed to coach the Detroit Lions game on Thanksgiving Day, and then that would be it for him, as in he would be fired after that game, be fired in season, something the Bears have never once done. We spoke to the Bears head coach, Matt Nagy, just a short while ago, and he says that the report is not accurate that he will be fired after the Detroit game. It needs to be pointed out, though, that when Matt Nagy was asked follow-up questions, and including one of them being, do you think, are you pretty sure then you're going to be here for the rest of the season? And he gave a very ambiguous answer. The answer was, hey, I'm just worried about this game right now. I don't have time to think about those kind of things. We're focused on the Detroit Lions. So in other words, he would neither confirm nor deny his status or his job future going forward for the rest of this year. But he did say that the initial story that he'd be out after Detroit is inaccurate. I asked him during the press conference, hey, if this report, as you said, is inaccurate, aren't you pissed that a story that kind of damning would come out? And he said this several times throughout the press conference, that he understands how the media works and how Twitter works and how these stories get out there. In other words, you know, there's a way of saying, hey, this is business as usual. It's you guys putting stuff out there. And I've become accustomed to it. He was also asked about some of the booing that has gone on, including at his son's high school football game in Lake Forest. And he said that he didn't hear about it. He doesn't know about it, and, you know, kind of smiled his way through it. And, you know, just saying that none of it is stuff that he's paying attention to. You got to have the blinders on, and that he is focused on his players. Now, as far as the players are concerned, we've spoken to a couple today. As a matter of fact, Allen Robinson is at the podium right now, so that'll be interesting to hear what's coming out of his mouth in terms of support for Matt Nagy. He always has supported him, but
especially,
you know,
considering
Gibson,
that his podcast partner says that there isn't a lot of support for Matt Nagy in that locker room.
Yes, I should have added that. That's what I meant when I said it could be interesting to hear what he's saying. But the thing with Allen Robinson is he's always let his agent do the talking and the complaining and the critiquing and other people, like maybe even in the media too. And Allen Robinson has always, you know, been a good guy in terms of what he has said to us, or a supportive guy of his teammates. I've never really seen him kind of step out of that character, but we shall see once, you know, Allen Robinson finishes talking. But Tashawn Gibson was up there, and he did say, and I tweeted it out, that, you know, he said he thinks that most of the locker room, or all of the locker room, is behind Matt Nagy. And we don't know what is truth and what is not truth at this point in terms of who supports Matt Nagy and who does not, and who would actually come out and say things like that. Andy Dalton spoke today too. He was supportive of Matt Nagy. And, you know, generally speaking, Lawrence, the line from anybody that is even from Matt Nagy is, hey, we got a game to prepare for. We understand that stuff is out there. You know, the media world we live in and things like that. So kind of the answers that you would suspect, because everything at this point continues to be, until we hear something concrete, is all speculation. But again, the headline is that Matt Nagy says the report about Detroit is not accurate.
I thought it was interesting. He offered up that while there was no meeting where, according to him, there was no meeting with the higher-ups to say that he was fired, I did think that it was interesting. He's like, oh, yeah, but we did have this scheduled conversation that we were, and I was like, oh, that's interesting that they would schedule a conversation for week 11 of the season. But
Right, exactly. So, you know, being that he would not really give us an exact yes or no answer on his season and what may or may not become of him in terms of his future in Chicago, speculation remains fair on whether or not he lasts the rest of this season, or if they wait until, you know, January 9th after the Minnesota game to let him go. So, I mean, this is not done yet, and who knows? Who knows what happens after the Detroit game? Maybe there is some accuracy to it, and maybe it's if he loses, he loses his job. Who knows? But it's total, like, stand by. We'll find out what's next, because this is not over.
Are you surprised that we haven't heard from anyone with authority who isn't Matt Nagy?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought for sure that there would be something today from somebody not named Matt Nagy, especially if, assuming they didn't want this story to get out there, you would think that, and if it is true that it is inaccurate, you would think that they would want somebody to come out and say succinctly what is or is not going on, as to delete or to eliminate the speculation. You know, it is out there. It is running rampant. We are talking about it on The Score. Everybody's talking about it, tweeting about it, writing about it. It is a massive story today, despite what Matt Nagy said, and it will continue to be until there is some sort of resolution to it. So the fact that they didn't speak could add further to potential evidence that, you know, his job is insecure during this 2021 season.
There's something I wanted to add to something you offered earlier. Allen Robinson is at the podium. He was asked about Jordan Schultz, his podcasting partner, saying that Matt Nagy had lost the locker room. And A-Rob said this: I'm a grown-ass man, and I don't need anyone to speak through anyone. He says that he has opinions. He shares them on social media himself, not through any intermediary. So that's what Allen Robinson is saying about what Jordan Schultz had to say about that locker room. You and your Bears Daily Minute had, I thought, a really interesting piece of sound from Jalen Johnson. For Herbie, can you load it up? Because I don't expect that Groats can just snap his finger and have it play off of the recorder. But
yeah, that'd be tough. Yeah.
Can you load it up so that we can go through it and we can hear it? And just let me know when you have it. But I thought that it was a really interesting point of view that Jalen Johnson offered about where the Bears stand in their 5-game losing streak. What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I asked the question, you know, like, for full context, and I don't remember if I left my question on in the Bears Daily Update or not, but I asked Jalen Johnson, did any player address the locker room after that defensive breakdown against Baltimore, the loss to Baltimore? Because Roquan Smith told Bears Radio that he... or somebody told Bears Radio that Roquan Smith last week or after the Pittsburgh game had addressed strongly the locker room. So that was the spirit of the question that I was asking. And he basically, you know, shot back to me, hey, you know, how many? Okay, so Herbie's got the audio, so I don't have to fight my way through this. Go, let's hear it.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. I'm Mark Grody. Get the ultimate VIP fan package with Chicago Bears VIP, including game ticket and an appearance from a Bears legend. Visit ChicagoBears.com. Talk is cheap. The Bears record reads 3-7, and cornerback Jalen Johnson says despite that, there's no table-pounding addresses going on in that locker room.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about. What are we? You're not going to beat a dead horse. Like I said, we're all men. I mean, coming in here and saying we got to figure out a way, I mean, to me, is BS. Like, we're not going to keep talking. We got to find ways to win. We got to just get it done. I mean, whatever it is. I mean, like I said, whatever it is, but there's nothing to keep coming in here and talking about and having all these rah-rah speeches. Like, we've had 5 weeks of rah-rah speeches. So, I mean, I don't think that talking is anything that we need to be doing.
The Bears play a winless Detroit team this Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. A Lions team which fell to Cleveland 13-10 on Sunday with their backup quarterback, Tim Boyle. And for the record, Detroit does have a tie this season, 0-9-1. That's the Bears Daily Update.
That is one sharp report right there.
Did you choose the funky music for the Bears
Daily Update? I don't know. I do the reports. I get it down to 60 seconds, and I send it in, and Russ Matera works his magic, or whoever the great producers are for the Bears Daily Update at the Score. Somebody's doing it for all of our radio stations. But, I think the only thing that needs to be added contextually is that it was – I asked if a player would address it, but, you know, he's right, though. Like, what are they going to keep saying when they come up to the podium to us? One rah-rah speech is usually should be the maximum. You can't really just keep doing it every single week as the losses pile up. It definitely loses whatever resonance it might have had at one point in time. So that sounded like a guy who was in Jalen Johnson, who is usually pretty straightforward with us, who is out of answers. And he also knows that if he attempts to give answers, that it probably won't be met very kindly because they just got to win a game and there's nothing they could say.
Okay. Now to what the only piece of like game news that matters. What's the status of the quarterback situation?
So, not shockingly, Andy Dalton will start for the Bears. And it was kind of funny because normally that would be the breathless question that we would all trying to be asking Matt Nagy today and hoping to get an answer, and sometimes frustrated we don't. But after we had asked, you know, 10 or 11 questions about the job status report of Matt Nagy, somebody finally said, by the way, who's quarterbacking for you Thursday? And I think Matt Nagy even was like, he knows what's going on and he knows they've lost.
He was relieved.
He was, for the first time ever, Matt Nagy was so happy to tell us that who the starting quarterback is going to be, and it will be Andy Dalton. We'll find out what hopefully more on the injury eventually and how long it might keep Justin Fields out. But yeah, this is obviously no surprise. I mean, when you hear he's got a ribs injury and it's a short week, I fully support Matt Nagy on not starting your future quarterback in this game against the Lions.
Okay, and if that's where they're going to go, that's where they're going to go with it, and hopefully he will be fit and ready to roll against Arizona and their defense in 10 days after the game they play on Thursday. Groats, as always, I appreciate the Cracker Jack reporting that's going on by you and the questions that are being asked up there as we try to follow what the hell is going on with the Bears. Thanks for the time, man, and get back into the locker room because I know that there's still work to be done.
Yes, there is, and I will let you know if anything changes, man.
You got it. That is Mark Rohde. He covers the Bears for us. You can check him out on the sidelines on our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. I'm now obsessed, Herbie. I need to know where the music came for the Bears Daily Update. And I remember it's not Grody. Like, it was there when Zach was doing them too, I think. So I need to know where that music comes from.
About the Bears, like when I used to produce the Bears All Access shows, they had some bangers.
They do. They do. They have some banger music that they have either gone out and paid for or created in a studio somewhere. So I need to know where that came from, like who's on that, because that's a banger that needs to be a staple of our show
sound right there, that within the background, is kind of the Bears All Access open sound too.
Yeah, we need that. They're probably, especially now, they're probably not going to let us have it.
I mean, we have it.
I mean, I know, but you know, it's going to be a whole thing.
I mean, that'll be really bad if they concentrate on the things that we're playing here that we have to play every Thursday here for Bears All Access.
I think it's hot, man. I think it should get a lot of streams. I think it's hot music. Hot music. Hot music. We are going to talk with Cam Ellis. He's covered the Bears for a few years. He's got thoughts on all of this stuff. I will discuss all of it with him next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
This week we have not talked this week, and that was scheduled. You know, that's been... We have a good schedule over the years where we have discussions. Like you guys always hear us talk about, you know, we have constant communication. I always think it's good and healthy, and so we stayed on course. And with the bye week and then with the short turnaround with game prep, we have not.
I know Cam Ellis is like, what is Lawrence doing right now? Soho hot music? Let's go! Pump that up, Herbie. This takes me back to college, man. This freshman year, this is 93. You put this on in the club, it goes crazy. Woo! Cam Ellis covers everything for us. Hold on, let's go! Youngsters don't know nothing about that. Cam Ellis covers everything for us for Odyssey, and you can check out his work on 670thescore.com. He covered the Bears for NBC Sports Chicago before he came to work for us, and he joins us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino out in Las Vegas, it's got a great sports book. You need to go there and be in the pool and make your bets and look at all the big screen TVs and enjoy Vegas in the lap of luxury at Circa Resort and Casino. Cam, what the hell is going on with the Bears right now?
That is a great question, Lawrence, especially on, like, I don't think anyone signed up for this the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Like, shout out to everyone up there at Hallis Hall who just, like, did not plan for this on this short week. But I don't know, man. This feels like the bottoming out, you know. Like, if there's 24, 48 hours that we look back on a season, it sort of feels like we're in the middle of this right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It kind of feels like, well, Sunday felt like the end because if you strip everything away, like it was the last piece of armor that Matt Nagy had left. The idea that he could be a sideline CEO, that you're going to take play calling away. You're going to take that he's an offensive genius away. Well, maybe he's a leader of men and maybe he can control a sideline. And to me, that all went away on Sunday. So there is no reason, I think. His body of work tells me that he is not the person to lead the Bears into the future. How it gets handled between now and whenever it is that he's going to be fired, I do think is interesting.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what happens on, like, Thursday is going to be such a weird game regardless of what happens, because there's just going to be so much just sort of hanging over the Bears' heads regardless of what happens. It just feels like it doesn't feel inevitable, but there's no non-awkward way this ends. Like, there's just the way this report came out and then how specific it was, and then having that no one really defend Nagy besides himself and I guess Chris Tabor for, you know, 20 minutes before him. Like, this feels like it's only going to get worse before it gets better, just because even if this sort of inevitability that I think everyone is sort of on the same page about happens, it didn't have to happen like this, regardless of how many games you've won or lost or whatever. It didn't need to go down like this. And it certainly feels like that is what's happening right now.
Cam, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I kind of felt a little bit on an island. It's weird to be in a space when you're talking about defending Matt Nagy. There's no defending of his record, okay? There's no defending of his handling of Justin Fields and Andy Dalton this season. There's no defending of what he does on the sidelines. But I'm with you. I think it's weird that no one has spoken for him, that he has to end up defending himself. And I haven't been able to confirm the Patch.com story. And so that's the place where I'm going from, that I haven't been able to confirm it yet. And I was texting with someone who works in team PR during the break. And they said, look, no, not the Bears PR, by the way, just an industry friend who works in team PR, who said, you know, you don't want to get into the habit of speaking to every report. But to me, considering everything else that has happened, I feel like Matt shouldn't even have to necessarily answer those questions. That the Bears should have, even if it's a statement, saying the report is not true, carry on, we'll make our decision when we're ready to make our decision. And the fact that they didn't get that Matt Nagy didn't get that, I find it a little bit sad that no one is speaking for him.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. It is, you know, you're right. You don't want to, you know, every Twitter rumor doesn't deserve a team statement, but you know, so when you get a report from a pretty reputable journalist saying that this is going to happen and this is firing in the middle of the season for the first time in the team's century-plus history, like that, I feel like that sort of crosses the threshold of things that your PR staff should bring to you and maybe a team should answer. If only for today, literally, Matt Nagy having to defend himself. Like, it would be so easy to go, oh, the McCaskies or the Bears or Ted Phillips or whoever it was said, nope, he's our guy and that's it. And, you know, I'm just going to leave it to that. Let's talk about Detroit. And then you don't really have any other choice but to talk about Detroit. Like that could have been how you put out this fire, and instead just sort of letting him go, oh, it's not a distraction. Like that, it's just they're letting him trot out these bad excuses. And it'd be one thing if they were like feasible excuses, but they're just not. Like, saying that he wouldn't address the team on the matter, like, I just, none of this seems believable, which is sort of the standard Matt Nagy routine at this point. But at this point also, I think that it's more of an indictment on the Bears that they're just letting this happen and sort of sullying the process in the way.
Yeah, and I know that there's real incentive to this year with the new rule change about how you can go about hiring, where you can use the last 2 weeks to go and interview candidates. There's incentive for them to fire him during the season. But I also think that that goes along with, you better fire the guy that's doing the hiring of the head coach too. And maybe that's where the Bears as an organization are at, where there might be two guys that they got to let go, a whole staff of people that they got to let go before they take the next step.
Yeah, and that's sort of the interesting part of this conversation, right, is that I don't think that there's any debate about needing more voices and different voices inside, but there's such a different conversation with Ryan Pace that there isn't with Matt Nagy in terms of this sort of mystical what he does off the football field stuff that sometimes I think is legitimate, and other times I'm like, okay, like, this isn't important. It doesn't seem like Ryan Pace has the same level of urgency. It doesn't seem like there's this fervor around Ryan Pace that there is Matt Nagy. I do wonder if maybe it's something that it gets staggered later on down the year, but that would also, like, look pretty terrible for the Bears to do as well. So regardless of, you know, who's getting fired on Thursday, who's getting fired at the end of the year, the fact that we're having these very confused conversations and everyone and their best friend are reaching out to the people in the NFL they know. Like, I called someone today and they're like, yeah, I don't know. Like, good luck to them. So, like, the fact that there's just this sort of feeding frenzy of information that's maybe true and partially true and who knows, is just so, like, it was just so easy to avoid. And the Bears seem very happy to just let it be the case this week, going into a short week where, like, this is going to be the only thing that dominates the news cycles until they kick off at 12 p.m. So, like, I don't get what the plan was here, and I don't understand this approach.
I don't understand it either. And there, the human element of it, too, played out this past weekend, where you have Matt Nagy's son playing in a state semifinal, and you have people chanting for him to be fired. I've thought it was okay. Like, to me, the delineation line is totally okay to do at the Bulls game, inappropriate to do at a high school game that his son's playing in. Your feelings on it?
Yeah, I mean, it stings. I get that. It's the optics are bad. I even understand why the school came out and apologized. I thought that was a savvy move, I should say. You know, I high school sections cheer really bad things. That's sort of just how it works. And I think Matt Nagy, to his point, even said that today and talked about how, you know, the people he talked to from the other side were very polite and respectful to him. And also, yeah, you know, when you're the Bears, Chicago Bears head coach, this comes with the territory. And the territory is sometimes really ugly. And then that's sort of life in the NFL. Would it be a better scenario if they sort of held off from it? Yes. You know, I don't think there's any arguing that. But it's also, you know, that, like, it comes with the territory. He took it well, I thought. I thought he answered it very succinctly and very respectfully. But it doesn't look great, but I don't think it was like the disaster that, you know, half of Bears Twitter was going, this has to stop. Like, it's high school football. This stuff sort of happens.
Cam Ellis joining me here for a few more minutes. Looking at these last seven games of the season, and it's a long 2 months till we get to the end of all of this. What is there, if anything, to be gained from the experience of Bears football between now and the end?
A lesson in perseverance and patience, I guess. I think it's just seeing what you have. And, you know, if Tevin Jenkins is ready to play, if Daz Newsome is ready to play, if Justin Fields is healthy enough to play, if some of these guys that maybe wouldn't have sniffed the field if they were competitive in the NFC, see what you have in them, you know, see if there are any guys worth keeping around before the inevitable overhaul comes when it does, because I don't know what else you really have. I guess it'll be fun to sort of play spoiler in the NFC because of the parity, but like, it's going to be a long 7 months. Maybe like learn how to, you know, multitask on Sundays, like pick up one hobby and watch the Bears at the same time, so you don't only solely focus on the Bears, and see if that makes it a little easier for you.
Yeah, I was saying that before we got to this morning, the Bears for Thursday get relegated to background noise. You know, where had they won the game on Sunday, maybe you even move back some of your festivities so you can watch the game. But after what happened on Sunday, they're on in the background. And if something crazy happens, great. But if not, pass the stuffing, pass the cranberry sauce, and whatever else we're going to eat.
Yeah, if Twitter is not for moments like Thursday when you don't really want to watch the game, then like, what is it for? Like, there's no point. Just have it on, refresh your Twitter feed, enjoy your day. Don't start screaming at 11:30 in the morning. Like, it'll be okay. We'll all survive.
Cam, as always, I appreciate the time, my man. Thanks so much for being flexible today.
No problem. I'll talk to you later.
That's Cam Ellis. You can follow him on Twitter at Kingsley Ellis, and you can read his work on 670thescore.com. Someone texted in and said, the Bears are being here. They're being fair to Ryan Pace, giving him a second shot at picking a head coach. And I get that this texter's point is also that Fox was bestowed upon Ryan Pace. You've seen enough of him too, right?
100%, and that's inaccurate. I don't care. You took the job. Damn, John Fox is part of your legacy.
I do think that it is, if we want to really put on the tinfoil hats and everything, I think it's really interesting that no one higher up has spoken. And then you have what you had on Sunday, where the EIU guy tells the EIU guy who's broadcasting, this isn't my fault. Well, that's interesting, because someone's got to wear it. So who should wear it? Oh, the head coach should wear it. That image of Ryan Pace hiding behind the door is the most appropriate image of a human being in a job like this that I've ever seen. No one hides more than him on myriad subjects as it pertains to the Bears. It's amazing that there's more access to decision makers in almost every sport. That this guy, his coach has to talk to the media like 10 times a week. This guy talks once a year. It's amazing. It's amazing that it's allowed. It's amazing that it's their way of doing business. And not at all surprising that they are not as buttoned up as they should be as the charter franchise of the NFL. We need to take a break. I will come back, talk a little bit more about all of this stuff, reset it, get you ready for Parkins and Spiegel. Snacks here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Like I was telling Dan when we were in the middle of transition leading into today's show, the thing about the Bears, and I know that there are a lot of Bears fans that have made this point throughout the decades that I have worked here at The Score, of the idea of the McCaskies don't care. I don't think that that's the case. I think that they care. I think that they want to win. I think they don't know how. And I think that they have spent about a decade bumbling over how to win in the new world. Their inability to adapt as a franchise is on display from week to week, month to month, season to season. And it's unfortunate. And I think that we probably give them too much credit. And maybe I'm even giving them too much credit in them wanting to win. But I can't imagine that in any competitive situation that that isn't what you would want to be, is a winning franchise, especially as the charter franchise in the NFL. But when you take into account, I look for the incentives. And what are the incentives for them to be a more buttoned up organization? The NFL itself tries to obfuscate and not tell the truth about its product and everything else. And that trickles down to the team. But it does surprise me that even at this stage, that there are still some really small lessons that could be applied to any public-facing situation. And the Bears continue to stumble over them. And they probably continue to stumble over it today. And the whole thing is sad. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. But as per usual, it's not encouraging. I'll talk with Parkins and Spiegel next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.